This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rolls Oconee Historical Society. We don't think so much of them these days, but in 1944, cattails became an important crop here, and men, women, and children were going out into lowlands to pick the free crop. Harvesters were gathering good wages for their efforts in helping the war efforts. Here's an article that appeared in the Roseau Times Region on February 3, 1944. It might look like it that folks should be able to pull the wool over the eyes of Elbin Helsted merely by crowding him in his buying of cattails at his station at the former Forsland filling station, but they don't. He may look a little fuzzy, but he is not excited, and he hands a large amount of that stuff each day. Cattails, a weed that grows in damp places and has had no use except to please the little boy and girl who think it's fun to play with, has grown up and is going to war. The fine down that makes up its top is used in making of life preservers and in aviator's suits and also goes into airplane construction. It is light and warm. When asked about the business, Mr. Helsted stated yesterday that he started buying cattails 10 days previous, but that his contract expires that evening. At that time, he did not know whether he would renew the contract and continue buying. He hoped he would be able to do so. On Monday, he had a big day. Farmers were coming in with sacks upon sacks of the stuff. He bought and paid pickers $1,200 that day for 30,000 pounds. The pickers get 4 cents a pound, and they do not have to pay any taxes on the land they pick from, nor do they need to pay any rent for it. Up to last evening, he had bought 135,000 pounds of cattails and had paid pickers $5,300 for it. He has been buying from every section of this trade territory. He reports that the largest single lot bought was from Vernon Hovda of Penser. He had 1,892 pounds on his load and got $75.68 for it. Up to yesterday, Mr. Helsted had shipped out 2 carloads and had 3 carloads on hand to ship. On August 30th of 1945, a column showed that Mr. Helsted's business continued to be profitable over a year later. Plans are underway to harvest another wild crop in the county this fall. It is the cattail crop, which thrives in damp places. Based on previous records, it is expected that a 2-million-pound crop of this material will be harvested this year. Those who will harvest it have neither plowed, sowed, or cultivated. It is a free gift to man. Elbin Helsted, who has been the buyer for a big concern of this product here before, will again handle it. He attended a meeting and dinner at Thief River Falls Friday evening, at which time representatives of the company buying the product went over the situation. Other buyers in the county present were Bill Marvin, Warroad, Joe Evans, Greenbush, Jay Kappas, Badger. The men were told the many uses to which fluff from the cattails is put. The war brought on research in many things, and cattails come in for their share of attention. The fluff is moisture resistant, very light, fine insulation, and buoyant. Treated, it becomes fire resistant. Of interest to those who will harvest the crop is the following information. The price will be $75 per ton for fluff, or $70 per ton for heads with no stem attached. These prices apply to dry, mature material delivered to the buying or collection center. The company representative stated, some heads are noticeably underdeveloped or show irregularities which indicate they are diseased. Such defective cattails usually make up an entire patch so that they can be observed readily and left unharvested. Harvesters will be docked for spikes with excessive stems protruding. These stems are of no value and add to the shipping costs. Tamp your cattails well. Firmly packed bags save valuable shipping space. After reading those items from over 75 years ago, I wondered if cattails had any value today and found an interesting story from Montana Public Radio in 2018 that had this to say. Cattails are a utilitarian plant. Female red-winged blackbirds hide at the base of the cattails, nesting and raising their young. Mallard ducks and Canada geese eat the cattail roots. Painted turtles, often seen sunning themselves on logs during the summer, eat the cattail's seeds and stems, and many songbirds such as cedar waxwings line their nests with cattail down. Seed fluff can also be used like cotton balls to staunch a wound, and poultices made from crushed cattail roots can be used on cuts, stings, burns, and bruises. The leaves can be woven together to make temporary shelters, mats, chairs, baskets, and hats. The dried stalks can be used as arrow shafts or hand drills, and the seed fluff can be used as tinder to start a fire. Cattails also provide two forms of antiseptic, both the ashes from burnt cattail leaves and the droplets of sap that form at the plant's base can be applied to wounds to keep them from getting infected. The sap can also be used on toothaches. Most recently, scientists have claimed the potential for cattails to be used as biofuel. All parts of the plant can be eaten. The sweet fiber and cattail roots provide starchy carbohydrates. The new stalk shoots can be eaten to obtain vitamins A, B, and C, potassium, and phosphorus. And the seeds can be ground and used as a flour substitute. The roots and stalks can be baked, boiled, fried, or if harvested from a pristine area, eaten raw. Like many other wetland plants, cattails bioaccumulate toxins. When harvesting cattails for consumption, it is important to collect them from a clean source, away from roads and buildings. But because cattails absorb water pollutants, this also makes them very useful in keeping water systems clean. Urban gardeners frequently plant cattails in small ponds as a barrier between the exhaust fumes from roadways and fruit trees or vegetable plots. Cattails have also been successfully used in cleaning up a range of toxins that have leached into waterways, such as arsenic, pharmaceuticals, explosives, phosphorus, and methane. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.